Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's Dealer On webinar, Key Conquest Email Strategies That Boost Fixed Ops and Sales. My name is Eliana Raggio, and I'll be your moderator today. And today's webinar is being presented by Dealer On. For anyone who isn't familiar with Dealer On, we're an award-winning website development company and digital agency, best known for our amazing SEO, the absolute best customer service, and the highest converting website designs in the industry, including the award-winning Chameleon Responsive Website Platform. We were awarded the Driving Sales Dealer Satisfaction Award for top-rated websites for an unprecedented sixth year in a row. We also took home the AWA Award for Best Websites 3 times, plus FCA and Ford both announced that we're now approved vendors. We're still the only company in the industry that offers a money-back lead guarantee program. Do you want to know more? Yeah, you do. You can check us out at our gorgeous brand new Dealer On website at DealerOn.com. And hey, are you losing valuable traffic because of a slow mobile site? That's no good. Google estimates that well over half your website traffic is coming from mobile devices. But don't you worry, because Dealer On now offers a mobile site speed test for free. You can get yours after this webinar. Just give us your URL and let the magic begin. That's a great way to see how your site stacks up to the competition. We have a great show in store for you today. We're very pleased to have Mr. Peter Martin as our presenter today. Peter the Web Doc Martin is president of Cactus Sky Digital, the auto industry's premier full-service digital marketing agency known for cutting-edge marketing innovations with expertise in email marketing, database development, and relationship building. Cactus Sky skillfully employs behavioral targeting, mobile-enabled campaigns, social media marketing, and database development and management to generate tremendous increases in customer engagement and conversion for their clients. Peter is an expert on various topics such as email marketing, website design, subprime marketing, database mining, online reputation, automotive marketing, social media marketing, and how to sell to women. Phew! He's a regular speaker at NADA and Digital Dealer and a contributing editor to Fixed Ops Magazine, Dealer Magazine, Auto Success Magazine, and many other key publications in the industry. And he can be reached at peter@cactusskydigital.com. Now, during the presentation, if you have any questions, please use the question feature located on the corner of your screen to submit them. At the end of the presentation, we'll answer those questions of general interest. If we're unable to get to your question live, we're going to try to respond by email later today. And don't forget, a link to download a copy of this webinar recording will also be emailed to you later today for your reference. Feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. And guess what? Our good friends at Cactus Sky Digital, they're giving away an amazing prize today. One lucky webinar attendee is going to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Heck yeah! You have to be on the live broadcast to win it, though, so stay tuned, and you could be the one walking away with this super cool prize today. Also, at the conclusion of this webinar, you're going to get a short survey, so fill it out. We're always looking for quality feedback from our audience, and we want to hear what you have to say. And hey, do you tweet much? We hope you do. We'd love to see what you have to say about today's presentation, so please tag us in it. You can use hashtag DealerOnWebby. I'm at Eliana Raggio. You can also hit up Peter Martin at WebDocPeter. We look forward to seeing what you're saying. All right, everyone, let's get started. Let's learn key conquest email strategies that boost fixed ops and sales. Peter Martin, it's always a good day when you're here on the show. You always bring it, and you always bring me a different topic. So thank you so much for coming back today and talking about this important topic. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I am actually in Dallas, Texas today, enjoying the weather and running around seeing some dealers and things like that. So, but I'll tell you, I hope I live up to that wonderful introduction you gave me, because it was
it's well earned, what, my friend. Well earned, well earned. Now, this is, I know you are the email expert. I mean, by all accounts, everything you've done, your past history, all the things that your company is able to do for their dealer clients, no doubt you are the email expert, in my opinion. So I'm really excited about this topic because I think this is something that dealers definitely struggle with. I mean, they don't know what to put in the subject line. They don't know how much or how little to put inside the email. So I'm very, very excited, and I'm especially excited that we're finally helping out Fixed Ops. So I know you have a lot to get.
And that's been an exciting topic, though, with the Fixed Ops. So I'm glad that you're excited about it, because I am, too.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Dealers are not spending enough time marketing their Fixed Ops, and they should. It's where all the money is, you know. So why don't you tell the audience the kinds of things we're going to be learning about today, and let's get this ball rolling.
Okay, awesome, and I appreciate all that encouragement there. The key today is we're going to talk about, you know, a little bit about overview of conquest email marketing. Then we're going to dive into some data cleaning issues, which are very important, because if you're going to take away from this webinar what I'm trying to teach you, data cleaning is a very important component of it, because if you don't do it, I unfortunately can promise you that you're going to have issues. And then the piece that I want to really spend some time on, because people don't realize just how important service is for sales, and we're going to talk about that, and we're going to really dive into that and focus on how to address that, because if you're already doing email marketing, by adding in service, it's going to do several things, and we'll walk through all of that in great detail today. But the first thing I want to talk about is conquest email marketing is extremely cost-effective because it gives you the ability to reach a lot of people. Now, unfortunately, there's a lot of dealers who have tried conquest email marketing and have been unsuccessful with it and got a bad taste in their mouth. So I'm asking those people that are on this call, and I'm sure there's some of you, to please give me the benefit of the doubt and at least listen with an open mind, because if you do, I can address some of the things that you've had issues with in the past and talk about how we can get around them, because today email marketing is still highly effective if done properly, and that's what happens. A lot of people are not doing it properly, and it gets them in trouble. Because, as I said, reaching local prospects is the easiest and most effective way to do it. Now, as we dive into this, I'd like to start out this presentation with a poll question, if that's okay.
I think that's a great question. All right, audience, we need your help. We want to know what you think of this question. Please answer it for us. Your poll questions really help us out. And let us know what's happening, not just in your dealership, but in dealerships all over the country. All right, so which of these strategies are you currently doing at your dealership? Please let us know. Select one of the following answers. Are you doing conquest email marketing for sales, conquest email marketing for service, conquest email marketing for both sales and service, or, I just don't think we're doing either of those. Once we get a majority of the votes in, we'll close this poll and share the results. Thank you so much. Votes are coming in nice and fast. We really appreciate it. Now, just so you know, we have three more poll questions coming your way today. It's going to be a very interactive presentation today. So please make sure you're ready to go with these poll questions and get those votes in. Today, audience, you guys are doing great. Thank you so much for these votes. We'll let it go on for a couple more seconds, and then we'll close this poll and share the results. Peter, are you ready for this? Oh, my goodness.
I'm ready.
Wait till you see these votes. Okay, audience, thank you so much. Let's close this poll and share the results. All right, everyone. Today's audience, 21% of you said that right now you're doing conquest email marketing just for sales. Only 6% of today's audience say that they're doing conquest email marketing just for service. The majority, however, 55% of today's audience say they're doing conquest email marketing for both sales and service. And then the remaining 18% said that they don't think they're doing either of those things. Now, the one question we didn't ask, Peter, is if they're doing sales and service together or separately. So that would have been interesting to also find out. But are these the kind of results that you were looking for?
These are incredible results. So what I'm excited about is that 55% of the people that are doing email marketing, conquest email marketing, are doing it for sales and service. That is, quite honestly, a big surprise for me.
I got some smart
people
here. Because
most dealers that I've spoken to, without a doubt, they are definitely on top of their game, because most people I talk to, they don't even pay attention to service, and the thought of doing conquest email marketing for service is foreign to them. And then it's interesting that 18% of the people on the call are not doing any of it,
right?
And I would venture to say that probably some of those people that are in that 18% have had a negative experience, you know, with email marketing, and that's unfortunate, because there's a lot of companies out there that were doing some things that they shouldn't have been doing. And it's kind of given email marketing a little bit of a black eye. Hmm. But I'm excited because, like I said, the people on this call, a large percentage of them already get it, and hopefully what they're going to come away with is a couple new ideas and a couple new strategies that maybe help them be even more effective and possibly save some money.
I think that's a great idea, too. Let's do that.
Now, this first slide, what I want to do here, this is just a sample, just kind of get the ball rolling. And this is a sample of an email marketing campaign. And the thing I want to point out about this is you'll notice it is not full of graphics and cars and prices and doesn't look like, you know, a newspaper ad. One of the keys that I want you to take away from this presentation is this. Email is not a sales tool. Everybody has this misconception that I'm going to send out a bunch of emails and I'm going to sell a bunch of cars or bring a lot of people in for service. That's not truly the case. Email is a relationship-building tool, and if you notice in this email, it's very conversational. That is important today for two reasons. Number one is everything with email today is about engagement. So if you don't have good engagement, you're going to have a problem with deliverability. And number two is you want the email to be clean and conversational and cause them to do something, not just give them all the information. So they look at the email and say, oh, look, I can get a new Ford for $13,000. Because now they don't have any reason to go to the website and cause a click, which the clicks are very important. And the other piece on the left-hand side, you'll notice that's what it looks like on a mobile device. And we're going to go in a little more detail a little later, but over 50% of the people today are reading their emails on a mobile device. So it's very important. Now, one of the things we want to focus on is with conquest email marketing, you can target your local prospects based upon brand. So if you're a Ford dealer in Columbus, Ohio, and you want to target other Ford dealers, not just for sales, but also for service, conquest email marketing is very, very effective because you can go back to your vendor and say, okay, look, I want to go after all the Ford owners that own a car with that was sold between 2012 and 2015. You can be very specific. You can even specifically go after zip codes. Now, you didn't hear this on this presentation, and I'll deny it if everyone called me out on it, but if you want to target a particular dealer, you could actually just go target people that own vehicles in that zip code and a radius around there, because most of the people who bought a car in that area probably bought it from that dealer. So you can be very effective with your targeting with email marketing, and it's unlike any other advertising medium out there. Now, what I'm showing you here on the screen is this is actually a sample of an email campaign for a dealership in Las Vegas, and you notice that the campaign is very clean, and there's not a lot of cars on there. We try to limit, and what you want to try and do is limit the number of cars that you have on your email campaigns. So the more cars you have and the more links, the more likely it is to get caught in the spam filters, and that's one of the biggest challenges you're facing. The second thing I want to point out to you is you'll notice down here in the corner, we actually have a video. It's kind of hard to tell, but this is actually a little video. Anytime you can incorporate video into an email campaign, I highly recommend that you do that. Whether it's a service video, it's a sales video, a testimonial video, videos are very powerful because over 50% of the people are reading these emails on their mobile device, and if they're scrolling through the email, all of a sudden they see a video window, they can click play and watch the video. People much rather watch a video than read content. It's just the nature of the beast today. The other thing that I want to point out is this. From doing email campaigns for dealers all across the country, I know for a fact that the number two and number three most highly linked click-found link on an email campaign is always a video. So I highly recommend that if you're not including videos in your email marketing, you need to start doing that immediately because you're going to see an improvement in your click-through rate. And why that is important is deliverability today is based upon a couple factors. Number one is your database cleanliness, whether or not you're maintaining a good database integrity. And number two, whether or not people are engaging in your email campaigns. And I'm going to give you a secret, and this is like probably my biggest secret I ever give out, and I only give it out when I do webinars for DealerOn because I don't want to share it with everybody. But when we build an email campaign for a client, we actually put an unsubscribe link in the body of the email. Now, legally, you have to have an unsubscribe link in your email, and all email providers include that, but that's not included in the body of the email. So at the top of our emails and at the bottom of the emails, we'll have an unsubscribe link. The reason for that is regardless of who you are or what you're sending, you're always going to have people unsubscribe. So when somebody clicks on an unsubscribe link, because it's in the body of the email, it actually counts as a click and it counts towards our engagement. So it's kind of a way that we've learned how to trick some of the email service providers by being able to show a higher click-through rate on an email campaign. So that's one of my little secrets I'm going to share with you all today, and I hope you try it and it works for you. This here is a sample of an email campaign that is focused strictly on service. And I point this out because Ford, for example, with the Quick Lane program, will actually co-op this type of email, and you can literally get 50% back on the cost of your email campaign for doing it like this. And we're doing this for a Ford dealer in Pennsylvania, and they're having a lot of success with this. But the thing that they love about it the most is the fact that Ford is paying 50% of the cost for them. This is another email campaign that I'm going to show you, and I'm very excited because, as we saw, 55% of the people on the call are already doing this, and this is just an example of how we typically do it. We have the email campaign for sales, but on the email, towards the bottom, and this is what the bottom looks like, and here's the whole thing at the bottom, looks like a little blown up for you, we include a section of that specifically for QuickLane and for service. And again, as you notice, we don't have all of the coupons listed here. We just have a couple of the coupons and the links for them to click to view more. Because, again, the goal here is to get them to click through to your website because that's where the magic happens. And that's one of the benefits with DealerOn. And DealerOn has done a phenomenal job of making sure their websites are mobile-enabled. Because one of the challenges I have with some of my clients is their websites are not mobile-enabled. So when I generate a click from an email campaign and it goes to their website, and their website is not mobile enabled and the people can't see the coupons, we literally just shot ourselves in the foot and we lost an opportunity. So having a website that is mobile enabled is critical if you're going to be doing email marketing.
Okay.
Instead, let's jump into our second poll question.
Before we get into the poll question, I do have a question that came in from Mary Jo, and I just want to address it now. Because I don't think holding on to it to the end would help. But Mary Jo said, what was the content of the video? Was it a walk-around? Is it a salesperson? Is it a manufacturer video? What was the length of the video? Is it like less than 30 seconds, more than 30 seconds?
Well, that's an excellent question. So the question is, what type of video is it and what is the length of the video? Honestly, the video can be any type of video. What I find when you're doing a marketing campaign and you're trying to bring people in, today testimonial videos are very powerful because they're now hearing from another customer. If you look at some of the stuff that Kia is doing with their national advertising, Kia actually has a good portion of their TV commercials where they're actually testimonials. That's kind of a good indicator. But walk-arounds are very good if you're looking at a video that is specific to a vehicle or just a nice video, like for some of our service ones with Ford. Ford last year was using The Rock, the movie star The Rock.
And he was doing
a lot of their commercials. Dwayne Johnson. So we would use his videos, you know, and it was always very well received. And the key here, and this was the other part of her question, which was very good, is the length of the video should not be more than 1 to 2 minutes. The shorter the video, the better you are, because you don't want people, most people are not going to watch a video that's over 2 minutes, but you want to keep it short, you want to keep it concise, and that's why the testimonials, because they're typically small and short, are very good to use, but you want to keep the video short and just, and the other piece about the videos, you want to have that video hosted on your website. So even if you're using a YouTube video, you want to make sure that your web provider puts it on your website so the link and the traffic is going back to your website, so you get the added benefit of now they're on your website. And after they watch the video, they can start clicking through and looking at other things on your website.
Interesting. Okay, Mary Jo loved your answer. She already responded. Thank you. So thank you, Mary Jo. And if you have a question for today's Dealer On webinar presenter, Peter the Web Doc Martin, get those questions in, and we're going to try and help you with your email conquesting. Okay, before we do that, though, that's right, Peter. We have our second poll question on the screen now. People are already voting, but real quick, let me just read it to you. We're asking for one answer only. So here we go. Are you currently emailing a service message to your unsold prospects in your internet department CRM? Please select one of the following answers. Yes, and it's working great for us. Yes, but we're not seeing the results we'd like. You know what? We have a third-party vendor that takes care of that emailing of the service messages for us, I think. How about not yet, but we're thinking about doing it? Or you know what? We've never tried that. Maybe we should. Once we get a majority of votes in, we're going to close this poll and share the results. And oh my goodness, the votes are coming in fast. Audience, you guys are so good today. You're on it. Thank you so much. And we'll let this go for another couple seconds, and then we'll close out this poll. We want to know, are you currently emailing a service message to your unsold prospects that are sitting in your internet department CRM? Okay, Peter, if you're ready, wow, wait till you see these answers. Oh, my goodness. All right, audience, you're amazing. Thank you so much for participating in this poll question. We've got two more coming your way in a little bit. Right now, let's see what you had to say about this. All right. 6% of today's audience say yes, and it's working great for them, emailing a service message to unsold prospects in their internet department CRM. Alas, it's only 6%. 18% of today's audience say, yeah, they are doing that, but they're not seeing the results that they would like. 12% of today's audience say they've hired a third-party vendor who takes care of that for them. The majority, however, 44%, almost half, of today's audience say, no, they're not doing that yet, but they're thinking about it. And 21% of today's audience say, you know what, we've never tried that, maybe we should. So that's 65% of today's audience who are definitely not doing that. So, Peter, I'm just going to go out here on a limb and say, they should be doing that?
Oh, without a doubt. And that actually came back, and after the first poll question, I was a little bit surprised because I would have thought the numbers were, you know, much higher than only 6% of them that are actually doing it to the internet. So we actually have, you know, some exciting things that we can share. And if people take away some of the things we talk about today and a little bit of the things we go over, they're going to see a rather dramatic increase across the board very quickly. So I'm very, very pleased with these results. So let's just talk about those results for a second. So basically, we've had 6% of the people say, yes, they are doing marketing to their internet unsold leads. 18% said they are doing it, but they're having bad results. We can address that. But as you said, the majority of the people are not doing it. Well, this is, in my opinion, one of the biggest opportunities you have with marketing. And the reason for that is you have a tremendous amount of leads in your internet CRM that were leads that came in. And let's just say the average dealership is getting a 10% closing ratio on internet leads, which might be high, might be low. We'll just take 10%. So if you've got 10,000 leads in your CRM, which is a very low number, I have some dealers that have 100,000 leads in their CRM, and I'm going back 5 to 7 years. And some of those older leads are some of your most valuable ones. So if you've got 10,000 leads in your CRM and you only close 10%, that means you've got 9,000 people that you did not sell a car to, but more importantly, you paid for the lead. Those people are prime opportunities for service marketing, because now you can reach out to those people, and if you didn't sell them a car, you can bring them into the dealership for service. And the rule of thumb, in my opinion, being in the car business for a long time, a happy service customer will eventually buy a new vehicle. So that is a huge opportunity for you to go focus on those customers. But now let's talk a little bit about your customers in your DMS, because now you have your customers in your DMS that actually bought a car from you or are currently doing service. And if you look at the composition of that database, it's composed of people that bought a car from you. And remember, of those people that bought a car from you, only 10% of those people are coming out of the CRM database. So let's say you got 10,000 in your CRM database. There's only 1,000 of them that are going to fall into your DMS data. The other 90% are still just leads that you paid for. Then you have active service customers. These are people that actually are doing service with you. You have lost service customers. These are people who have defected and gone somewhere else. And then you have orphan service owners. These are people that bought a car from someone else, but they are servicing at your dealership. And just like a problem that most dealerships have, where the people are going and getting service somewhere else because they're not happy, there's people that bought cars from you that are not coming back. In fact, I was at a dealership yesterday, and it was amazing because the general manager was telling me that they have a client of theirs that buys 5 to 10 cars a month. It's a corporate client, but they do not service their car at the dealership, and it's very frustrating for them. So that is something that is very important, because these people right here, these orphan service customers, if we can market them effectively with email marketing, we're going to bring them back in the dealership. Now, this is a statistic that is pretty important for you to take a look at. This is something that was done by DME years ago, and it's still pretty consistent across the board. But only 39% of the customers in your DMS that you sold cars to are active service customers, 39%. And what I'm finding when I'm working with dealers across the country and we're doing email marketing for them, we are able to track how many people are coming back in, and we track when they were in the dealership for service last. And a lot of times when we're doing all of this marketing to the whole database, we're literally bringing in 30, 40, 50 clients a month that had not been in the dealership in over a year. And my belief is if someone hasn't been in your dealership for service in over a year, they're probably not coming back. So what we recommend and what I'm suggesting to you is this. You build a combined database of customers and unsold prospects from your CRM. And what you're going to do is you're going to build a marketing database. Now, a lot of people are going to disagree with me. A lot of people are going to say this is kind of crazy. But the fact of the matter is this. Your customers in your DMS, the people that are doing service with you, that bought a car from you, those people, that database is a good database. It is a good quality database. That's why most vendors out there, when they come to your dealership, they want to market to your DMS data because it's low-hanging fruit. And it's easy money, it's easy for them to take credit for sales. So remember, that data is good data. The data in your CRM that goes back 5 to 7 years of people that reached out to you at one time or you bought their lead because you were trying to sell them a car, that is bad data. Okay? So when you combine good data with bad data, you get an overall better average database. The value and the overall consistency of the database is better because you're combining the two. And why that's important today is when you're doing your email marketing, you want to make sure that you are doing it to a good, clean database because that's what's going to be the key to increasing sales and service revenue. Because if you don't have a good, clean database, you are not going to get the spam filter. So you can send out as many emails as you want, but if they're not getting through to the person you're trying to reach, you're not going to have any success. This is by far the single most important slide in my presentation, because if you take this presentation, and you can have a copy of it, and you take this presentation and you start implementing the things that I'm sharing with you today and you don't do this step, it is going to be a problem. What you're going to need to do when you combine your databases, you build one database, is you're going to need to go use a data cleaning services. And you can just Google email database cleaning services on Google and you'll find 3 or 4 different vendors. Contact me, I'm more than happy to tell you who I use. But the reason why you want to clean your data is you're going to remove all the potential spam traps and then most importantly the invalid email addresses. But be prepared. You're going to lose 20% to 30% of your data. Why that is important is when you start working with your data and when you look at your data, you're going to find that almost 70% of your customers and prospects that are in this database you've built either have a Gmail address or a Yahoo address. That's just the nature of the beast. And those are the hardest emails to get delivered. So when you do the data cleaning, these services provide you back a very detailed report, and it will tell you how many blacklisted email addresses, how many spam trap incubators there are. This was a dealership, really good size dealership. They had 41,000 records in their DMS. After they cleaned it, we lost 21% of their data, almost 9,000 records. But because we had a clean data, you were able to deliver more email and have more success. So after you get your clean database back and you're ready to start marketing, what I recommend is this. You do never want to spam your database. So you want to be careful to send no more than 2 email campaigns a month. Beginning of the month, you hit the entire database with a service message and the middle of the month with a sales message. Now, a lot of people are going to turn around and say, oh, well, I'm using this service and I'm doing that and I'm doing this. Let me just put that whole concern to rest. As good as we are at Cactus Guy at sending out emails, we're only getting about a 10% open rate, a little bit higher sometimes, but on average a 10% open rate. And we're probably the best in the industry, and I'm not tooting my own horn. I mean, we're doing this for a very long time. But the fact of the matter is, if I'm sending out for your dealership 10,000 emails and I only have a 10% open rate, that means 90% of my emails never got to the right person. So let's say you have another vendor, maybe Ford Motor Company has some sort of program and they're doing some email marketing for service. That's wonderful. You don't have to stop dealing with other vendors when you build this new database. Because even if that other vendor is hitting on all 8 cylinders and they get a 10% open rate, there's still 90% of your customers that didn't see the marketing message. Email, unlike direct mail, does not have to be filtered. That's why I've written some articles and I've gotten a lot of, you know, heat from some of the vendors out there, because database target marketing for email is a total waste of money, because all you're doing is reducing that prospect database down because you're trying to be more specific. It makes a lot of sense with direct mail, because it costs direct mail. With email, it is absolutely pointless. The more emails you send out, the more cars you're going to sell. It is that simple. The last thing that you need to do when you're doing your email marketing is you have to focus on database management. You need to make sure that you're removing the hard bounces. And that's why you want to use a service, you know, like a third-party email deployment service to help you do this. Because if you continue to send out emails and you're having all of these invalid email addresses, the Internet service providers are going to see that, and they are going to block you because they believe that you are not taking the time to do database management. So now that being said, I want to kind of shift gears a little bit, and I want to focus on the service opportunity. Because as I said earlier in the presentation, a satisfied service customer will eventually buy a new car. And I just read an article, and I didn't have this slide in there, but the statistic was, I'm just pulling it up there, I wrote it down, two-thirds of all U.S. drivers don't trust their current repair shop. That's according to a CDK Global study that they did. It was in Automotive News last month, if you want to check my statistic. But two-thirds.
Two-thirds?
U.S. Two-thirds. So that's a huge service opportunity because these people that are out there are unhappy with where they're having service. So if you're marketing to this larger database and two-thirds of the people out there are unhappy with the dealership or the service facility that they're using, you have a huge opportunity to convert those people and bring them into your dealership. With that being said, let's take a look at our third poll question.
Third poll question on the screen now. Peter, you're doing great, by the way. That's not a surprise. Okay, audience, let's get to our third poll question. Please give us your answer to this. When it comes to service coupons currently on your dealership website, which one of these statements is true? Please select one of the following answers. We have more than 10 service coupons on our website. We have some popular free service coupons on our website, like a free oil change or a free car wash, something like that. We only have OEM-specific coupons on our website. Our service coupons haven't been updated in over 6 months. Or we don't have service coupons on our website. Yeah, that's an answer too. So once we know what the answer is, please select it. And if you need to take out your cell phone or go to the website right now just to double check, that would be good. We want your honest answer here. When it comes to service coupons currently on your dealership website, which one of those statements is true? You got lots of coupons. You got some free service coupons. You got some OEM-specific coupons. You got service coupons haven't been updated in over 6 months. Or, yeah, you just don't do the service coupon thing. Majority of the votes are already in. Hello. Oh, so more votes are still coming in. All right. Karen wrote in, we actually have 5 to 6 service coupons, not 10, but it wasn't on there. We got one freebie, and the rest are discounts. Hey, I'll take it. That sounds like the first one. Thanks, Karen, for writing in and clarifying that. We're just trying to figure out, I mean, if you have something close to it, pick that one, all right? But there is definitely a difference between having 5 or 6 great service coupons and then one free one to go with it and then not having updated your service coupons in over 6 months. So thank you so much for pointing that out for us. All right, Peter, are you ready? I'm going to stop this poll question. And let's see what everyone else had to say. All right, the majority of today's audience, yes, 32% of today's audience, say that they have more than 10 service coupons on their website. Only 9% of today's audience say that they only have some popular free service coupons on their website. A pretty big majority, though, 21% of today's audience, so like a fifth of today's audience, say they have only OEM-specific coupons on their website. Now, 9% of today's audience are going to hang their head in shame because they are admitting that they have service coupons that haven't been updated in over 6 months. And then we have almost a third of today's audience, 29% of today's audience, in fact, who say they don't have service coupons on their dealership website. I'm just going to go out here on a limb. Peter, which one of these should dealerships be doing?
Well, can you just, I'm sorry, Nathan, what was the last one? How many don't have coupons?
29%.
Don't have coupons.
Do not have service coupons on their dealership website.
Wow, that's incredible.
George wrote in, it blows me away that we don't have them. I've been trying to suggest this for months. George, what's up? Dude, get some service coupons.
Wow.
I know. I, honestly, well, I mean, number, I knew it was going to be a bad number. I didn't think it was going to be, I mean, you might as well lump the ones who don't have it with the ones who haven't updated their service coupons in 6 months, because it's practically the same. So that right there, that's almost 40% of dealerships who don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a heartbreaker. Okay.
Wow. Yeah, and the thing about it is, and this is where, you know, if you're going to look at this as a strategy, as a conquest strategy, growth, sales, and service, this is probably one of the most important pieces for your website that you need to address. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I want to talk on first is 20% of people say they only have 800 coupons. That is a huge problem, because if you're going to follow this process that I'm sharing with you, you're going to shoot yourself in the foot, because when we look at the data that is in the CRM, these CRM leads, you typically only have their name, their phone number, and their email address, and maybe what vehicle they're interested in. We do not know what vehicle that person currently owns, mm-hmm. or his wife owns, or his son or daughter owns. So we don't know what vehicle they own. So when we're sending out coupons, unless they have a Ford deal and I send out a campaign and they link back and all I have is four specific coupons, well, if they're driving a Honda, well, we just lost that opportunity. We just sent out an email. We had somebody click through, and we just lost that opportunity. So one of the first things you want to do is you want to make sure that you have coupons that are generic. And a lot of times what I recommend is, since we're doing conquest email marketing, you might want to actually, when you're going and getting coupons on your website, you might want to have your web provider go to a second page, a second coupon page that is kind of a hidden page that is for conquest. So, you know, the 29% of you out there that do not have service coupons, mm-hmm. you need to fix that ASAP, because you're losing business.
Now, this is an interesting comment. Ian wrote in, and he says, we don't put them on our website because we send them through the email. Is that good? Or should we also have them on the website?
Yeah, you don't want them in your email. That goes back to just like not having the cars in your email. When you send out the service coupons, you can have one or two in there, but you want them to click to go to your website. Remember, I'm going to go back. Everything today is engagement. Engagement. Engagement means somebody opens the email and they click on a link in the email to go to your website. That's how the internet service providers, Gmail, Yahoo, AOL, all of them are looking at it. If somebody opens up an email and they don't click through, they're not engaging with it. So you need the engagement. So you want to have a couple of coupons and say a button that says, click here to see all of our service specials. Or click here to see more service specials. You want to get them to click to go to your website for two reasons. Number one is for engagement. But number two is, once they're on your website, they may go to your website, and all of a sudden, that coupon they were first interested in, now all of a sudden they see two or three other ones that are there. Plus, then they can click on Value My Trade, New Vehicles. Basically, now they're navigating your web, and you're driving more traffic to your website, which is very critical. So that's a very good question. But you need to have the coupons on your website. The other reason why you want coupons on your website is, every dealership I talk to is spending money on driving traffic to their website. Well, you're spending thousands of dollars a month on pay-per-click advertising, Facebook ads, different things that you're doing, and everyone's got some kind of crazy new thing they're doing, but you're driving all the traffic to your website. Well, you're missing an opportunity. It's kind of like, and I hope I'm not offending anybody because I'm using an analogy of a gun, it's kind of like going to a gunfight with a six-shooter revolver or a 9mm with 18 rounds in the clip. If you're going to go into a gunfight, I'd rather go into a gunfight with more bullets. And I've got to look at it the same way. If someone comes to my website, I want more opportunities for them to engage with my dealership and buy something or come in than just a few. So
okay.
One of the things is, you want to make sure you have more coupons.
So Ian has written back in, and he says, well, the customer has to provide their contact info to get the coupons, and then we can then market to them as well as send the coupons. Now, I'm concerned because the Jiffy Lubes and the Pep Boys, that's really who you're fighting. That's who you're up against. And those companies don't do any of that. They put out so many darn coupons and specials on their website, on their app, and that's really who you're up against. And I feel like Ian and dealers like Ian, who make it so hard for people to just get a coupon, they're going to lose out to those other national companies who don't make it that hard for a customer to get, you know, a few dollars off of an oil change. So, Peter, I'm not the expert, though. You are, Peter. So,
and that's very true, and that's one of the reasons. That's why when we look at the service customers that are defecting, they're not just defecting to other dealerships. They're defecting to the Goodyear Tire and Auto, you know, the Jiffy Lube, all of these other places. And that's why when you have the coupon page, I recommend more coupons the better. Because let's face it, every dealership does free things that they never promote. I was with a dealership yesterday, and I asked, well, do you do a free safety inspection? Oh, yeah, we do a free safety inspection if somebody wants it. I said, do you advertise it anywhere? Oh, no, we don't advertise it. I mean, why would we advertise it? I said, okay, well, you're trying to get people in. But there's a lot of things. I have a dealer. This is the craziest thing. I have a dealer that has a coupon on there. Free windshield wiper blade insulation with a purchase of windshield wiper blades. When you think of that, that's absurd. That is the craziest thing.
Because I was like, wait, that's not, no, that doesn't, that's not good.
but it's a coupon that they put up there, and it actually, they told me that it is increasing their windshield wiper sales, because people come in there and they want to buy windshield wipers. They need new windshield wipers for the winter, but they don't want to install them. They don't want to try to install them, so they're coming in there.
Does that really work? That doesn't really work.
There.
That works?
It worked. And I said to him, I said, where'd you get the idea? He said he was walking into, I think it was called Pep Boys or some sort of auto supply place, and that was the sign they had on the window. And so he stole it from Pep Boys.
It's like, okay, we have a Jimmy John's not too far from me, and they have a big neon sign that says free smells. And that's what it reminded me of.
Well, that's fine, free smells. But that's the thing. So keep in mind, so think about this. The people, a large percentage of the people that we're marketing to that are coming out of the CRM, who we're trying to bring in the dealership, we have no idea what vehicle they're driving. So by having a wide variety of coupons, now they go to the page and say, I go to Jiffy Lube and I get a 1995 oil change, or I go to the dealership and get a 1995 oil change. But if I go to the dealership, I can also get a free safety inspection, and I can also get a discount on this and a discount on that. Now all of a sudden, we are taking back customers from the Jiffy Lubes of the world, because we're providing and we're promoting these things that we do for free.
Right. Yes. Yeah, I'm going to.
Again, I was to the other. Oh, I'm sorry.
As I was going to say, as a shopper, I always look for coupons. It feels makes me feel like I'm getting a better deal. Everyone
exactly.
does. It exactly. makes everyone feel like that. You know, we all want to save money.
Yeah. And just going back to, like, on my screen for a second. The other thing is you have to make sure that your website is mobile enabled, and you want to make sure when they go to this your website, they can click and they can see the coupons and they can see them on their phone, because again, over 50% of the people are reading their email on a mobile device. And like I mentioned earlier, you want to make sure that you're promoting all makes and models, because that's what's going to bring those people back in the door. And that brings us up to our next poll question.
Our last poll question, yes, it's on the screen now. We want to know, how long do you think it takes to see return on investment on conquest email marketing? Please select one of the following answers. Do you think that ROI happens immediately, within a month, within 2 months, within 3 months? Or do you think, you know, ROI on conquest email marketing, I don't know if you can measure it. I don't think you can really see it. We want to know what you think. How much do you know about conquest email marketing and the ROI that it produces? Once we get a majority of the votes in, oh, my goodness. We got this. I'll tell you what, they're fired up now. They are voting fast. Oh, here we go. All right. By the way, great questions are coming in. Awesome questions. Audience, I want you to sit tight. We're going to get to all your questions after the presentation. So thank you so much. And we have some very interesting, let's say, unique circumstances for some of these questions as well, Peter. So we're really looking for some very, directed answers for some of these situations. All right. I see you. All right. This came in fast. Let's close this poll. Audience, thank you so much for your votes. This is great. And share the results.
We got a great audience today, don't we?
Awesome audience. All right. So how long do you think it takes to see ROI on conquest email marketing? 9% of today's audience say, hey, they could see it immediately. 32% of today's audience, almost a third of today's audience, believe it's within a month. 6% of today's audience think it's more like 2 months. Majority, however, almost a half, 47% of today's audience believe they can see ROI on conquest email marketing, but it takes about 3 months. And then 6% of today's audience think, I don't know if I'm ever going to see ROI on conquest email marketing. I don't even know maybe how to even measure that. So now that we have this, Peter, I'm counting on you. Are you going to tell us how we can see how long it should take to see ROI on conquest email marketing?
Well, and I'm so pleased with this audience because, I mean, some of the poll questions have come back, and you know, you and I went back and forth on these poll questions, and this right here really shows that most of the people on this call really get it because they understand that email is a relationship-building tool, and in order to build a relationship, it takes more than one email campaign. And apparently some of those people at the earlier poll question that we're not using and I probably had a bad experience, they probably had a bad experience because the person that sold them an email campaign misled them. And they made it seem like, we're going to send out an email, we're going to spend $5,000, $6,000, $10,000 to a big email campaign, we're going to have all this business fly in. Then all of a sudden they did that, and, you know, it was very successful and they left a bad taste in their mouth. But the people that understand this, that email is a relationship-building tool, are going to have a lot of success with what we went over today. Because I always go back to my clients and I say to them, wait a second, if I sent you an email and you didn't know what it was, would you bother opening it? And the overwhelming response is always no. And I turn around and say, well, why would you expect to do conquest email marketing? You're sending an email and not ask to receive an email from you. You're sending it to them, you're trying to build, you're trying to share with them. And that's why when you're sending out the email, there's a couple key things you want to make sure you're doing. It needs to be an HTML email that's easy for them to do. You want to make sure it's a local phone number. Because if you put an 800 phone number on an email campaign, it's almost definitely going to go spam. Because that's one of the spam triggers. And you want to make sure you have links to go to your website. And you want to personalize it as much as possible. Because what you're doing is you're building a relationship. The advantage that car dealers have over anyone else that I do email marketing for is this. You already are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars a year on advertising. You have a large business for a long time.
Hey, Peter, your microphone is going in and out. Peter? Oh, don't tell me I lost you, Peter. Peter, are you there? Peter? Let me see. Peter, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. You definitely cut out on us for a little bit. So hopefully that doesn't happen again. I'm glad you're back.
Yeah. I took my headset off. Maybe it's because I was, you know, I get pretty psyched up and was moving around a little bit in my chair. So maybe it's just in my tie or something for that pattern. Can you hear me okay now?
Yes, you sound great. Please continue.
Perfect. So what I was saying is you have a huge exposure in the marketplace. So when you start sending these emails out and you're consistent, like, and I would recommend that if you're going to do conquest email marketing, whichever vendor you work with, have them build a database for you. Market to that database for 90 days. So now you're doing two campaigns a month. You're going to hit them. They're going to see your message for games, different messages, of course, every month. But you're consistent. Because what happens is over time, as you're sending emails out and you're consistent and professional with your emails, you're going to have a higher open rate and a higher engagement rate. So I'm very excited about the results where the people are saying that they understand the large majority that it's going to take several months. So if you want to be successful with email marketing, you want to do it for several months. You don't want to just do one time because you're going to end up having bad experience.
Yeah, Peter, you still sound like you're kind of underwater. I don't know what happened. Your audio was so good up until now. Did you change anything?
No, I just unplugged my headset. Let me turn my headset back again.
Okay.
How about that? How's that any better?
I don't know. You're going to have to keep talking. I'll let you know.
Okay. No problem. Well, I got my headset back on, and I apologize about that. Does it sound better now?
I hope so. And then Karen just wanted to she wrote in to double check. So the answer to the question really is, you know, if you do it consistently and you build that relationship, then it's going to take like 3 months to see that ROI. Is that what you said?
Exactly.
Okay.
And measuring ROI is a little bit difficult. And one of the key factors that I always tell people to consider when they're doing email marketing is to track the results on your Google Analytics. Any email provider that you use can put specific UTMs on their email, so you'll be able to track how much traffic they're generating to your website. So that's one good indicator. So if you're getting more traffic to your website, that traffic to your website is going to equate to new sales. And just for example, this is a sample of Google Analytics, and you can see if you mark the items, you can see that, you know, from my experience, for most of my clients, we're usually in the top 10 traffic providers for my various clients on their Google Analytics. And that's one of the things you can look at with email marketing. The other nice thing about email marketing, if you do it properly, and a way for you to tie it back to your ROI is this. A lot of dealerships make the mistake of just sending leads to the sales floor. Or the better dealerships are using a BDC or an internet department. So when you're driving that traffic to your website, regardless of where it's coming from, your existing customers, your unsold leads, your orphan service customers, if you drive that traffic back to your BDC or your internet department, you should be able to carefully monitor the results. So you'll be able to say, look, we had, you know, 70 people off the email campaign last month, and of those 70 people, we were able to close, you know, 20 of them. So those are a couple of ways you can track your ROI with email marketing. And as we get here into the to-do list, you know, for the checklist, again, like I said earlier, the single most important thing that you do if you're going to follow this plan for 2018 is you want to clean your databases. Then once you have your clean database, you have a marketing database, and you're going to follow up with that entire database every month, twice a month, until they buy, die, or unsubscribe. And if you do it properly and the email content is professional and it's not spammy and it's not overwhelming, you're going to have a very low unsubscribe rate. We typically have less than a 1% unsubscribe rate. And part of that process is having a conquest coupon page that says, we service all makes and models. And you're driving the people to those pages because that's where you're going to get the engagement. And last but not least, again, one of the most important things, you have to make sure that your emails are mobile enabled. Because most of the people today are reading your emails on a mobile device, and that's what's going to be generating the business long term.
And Eliana, I'm ready for questions. Okay, thank you, Peter. Presentation. All right, audience, if you haven't gotten in your question yet for today's wonderful Dealer On webinar presenter, Peter the Web Doc Martin, now's the time. We already got some great questions in the queue, but do we have yours? Send those questions in. We're going to get to them in just a moment. Before we do, though, I do want to direct your attention to the handouts section of the GoToWebinar interface. In that handouts section, you will be able to download not one, but two great handouts for you today. First handout, of course, is today's slide deck. And then we also have another one. And Peter, I don't know if you want to talk to them about this, but you had sent them over, I think it's like 5 pages of phone scripts that you thought were very, very helpful. So, Peter, I didn't know, did you want to say anything about those phone scripts?
Well, the phone scripts, and the reason why I included the phone scripts as a handout is this. When these people are coming in off of the email campaigns, it's better to handle those leads a little bit differently. And some of those phone scripts are very much designed for the online consumer because sometimes they feel a little bit pressured, they feel a little overwhelmed. So the phone scripts are just some scripts that we've developed for our clients over the years, and they seem to work well because it takes a little softer approach, you know, and is a little bit more in tune with the internet buyer. So those phone scripts, I think, can provide some insight for the dealer's team when they're getting new leads.
I totally agree. All right, so audience, you have until the end of this broadcast to download those handouts. So look on your GoToWebinar interface, kind of low, look for the word that says handouts, click the triangle next to the word handouts to the left of it, and it'll open up, and you'll be able to download them immediately. If you have any problems with downloading those handouts and you still want them, email me directly at eliana@dealeron.com, and I'll send them to you, all right? Now, Oh, we're very excited now. It's that time. If you missed it at the beginning of the webinar, well, I announced that our good friends over at Cactus Sky Digital giving away an amazing prize today on the webinar. One of you lucky webinar attendees is going to win a sweet prize, a $100 Amazon gift card. Yeah! All you have to do is get to your keyboards, get ready. First person to write in the correct response to our giveaway question is going to be winning this awesome prize today. And if you're a vendor, we're going to ask you to kindly sit this one out. This prize is intended for dealership personnel only. Here we go, everyone. Good luck. I hope you're ready. And Peter, you can turn on your webcam. All right, here we go. Good luck, everyone.
I'm pumped. There we go.
According to a DME study, what percentage of the average dealership's customer base database are considered inactive service customers? According to a DME study, what percentage of the average dealership's customer database are considered inactive service customers? Now, this is strange. These are not the right answers. Megan Caffey was paying attention. That is correct, Megan Caffey. 61%. Congratulations. I was getting worried there. Everyone else, she's the only one who got it right. Megan Caffey, never seen your name before. You are a first-time Dealer on Webinar winner. I know it because I've never seen that name before. So, Megan, tell us what dealership you're from, and also send me your mailing address, too. So write on in and let me know that now. All you other audience members who are not named Megan Caffey, I know you didn't win today. You know what? It's okay, though, because we give away a cool prize every week on the Dealer On webinar. So come on back to another Dealer On webinar, and that would be the day that you might win a cool prize on a Dealer On webinar. But for right now, we are going to be congratulating Megan Caffey from Bayer Auto Group in Comanche, Texas. Yeah! Congratulations. You're going to be getting your prize, Megan, directly from our good friends over at Cactus Sky Digital. And, of course, we got to thank our good friends over at Cactus Sky Digital for their incredible generosity. So thank you so much for that. That was a lot of fun. Yes, he said 39% were active. Tricky, tricky. Ah! You got it, Karen. Thank you. All right. So thank you so much, everyone, for playing along. Now we get to questions from the audience. Peter, are you ready to do this?
I'm ready. Questions are great.
Here we go. All right. Rick said, what was it that Peter said could cause spam in the email content? This was very early on in your presentation. Do you remember what you said, or can you just tell us? What would cause spam in email content?
One of the key things is using an 800 number on the email. You always want to use a local number because 800 numbers are a spam trigger. The other thing is having too many links. Yes, we see that you're an Eagle fan. I love the sweater.
Like,
I mean, that's exactly. I'm getting like hypnotized. We are going to do email marketing with Dealer On. Go Eagles. But those kind of things are very, very important that you don't overwhelm people with too many links and things like that. You want to keep it clean and simple. But the 800 number is probably one of the biggest things you want to make sure that you're not putting in your email campaigns.
Okay, thank you so much. Great question, Rick. Keep them coming. All right, next one comes in from George. You'll recall George is the one who said that they have no service coupons on their website. But he wants to know, the emails that you were showing earlier, are the emails that they were seeing earlier in the presentation from you, are they built in MailChimp, or are those custom coded, or is it another email provider? Can you shed some light on that for George and everyone else?
Those emails are emails that we build. We build them custom, and then we use a third-party email provider. And what I'm going to tell you this, and I'm not ever going to say anything negative about anybody, but you cannot do what I'm telling you to do today with Constant Contact. You do need a provider like Constant Contact, but you need somebody more robust. Constant Contact will not allow you to do prospecting, and they consider the leads in your CRM to be not opted in, even though they are theoretically. So you could spend a lot of time and energy getting set up on Constant Contact, and after you do the first campaign, you probably get kicked off the platform. But We build the emails custom, and then we load them into a email service provider system that you pay for, and then we deploy through that. That's why we get the delivery rates that we do.
I like it. George, thank you so much for the great question. If you have a follow-up, we'd love to hear from you. Please send it in. Now, we only have a handful more questions, and then we're going to close out this show. But they're really good questions, so here we go. Next question comes in from Mark. Mark says, what is the best way to meet anti-spam regulations? For instance, reaching people that the dealership does not have an existing business relationship with. First of all, can you do that? Don't they have to opt in? What's the deal with that?
Well, there's really, they don't have to opt in. That's why when you use a third-party provider, these third-party providers, they are constantly building and acquiring email databases of consumers. A lot of different ones that they do that. So when you're doing conquest email marketing, you're hiring one of those services, and they're the ones providing the database for you. And if they do it properly, they're going to be sending those emails out off of their backbone, off of their servers. So if there is any issue, maybe there's some spam complaints or things like that, those things are going to blow back on them, not your dealership. That's why I recommend you always use a third party when you're doing this mass email marketing, because if they do it improperly, what's going to happen is you are going to get blacklisted, and we do not want that to happen. So that's one of the key things that I would recommend for you. But the other piece of the puzzle there is when you're doing the email marketing to your own database, these are people that have done business with you, or at one point they were a lead that you purchased and you had some communication with them. So you're really not running into as many problems as you are when you're doing the conquest email marketing through a third-party database that you don't actually have access to.
Thank you so much. Great question, George. Before we go any further, did we lose your PowerPoint? We're not seeing your PowerPoint anymore.
Oh.
And okay, there so we go. George has a follow-up question. He says, as it sits, okay, I get about 30% open rates, but I think the click rate can go up by taking some of the advice that you have here. Oh, thank you very much.
Well, that's important, because if he does that, he will see an improvement in the click-through rate, and that's really the key thing.
Okay, so he followed up with another one, and he says, I feel like we have issues with really long email newsletters, though. Might be worth breaking it into sales and service email newsletters. Well, your thoughts on that?
Well, I'd have to look at the content, but a lot of people put too much content in an email. If you're going to do an e-newsletter, you're better off having a little bit of content and a graphic, and then the button says, or the where just say read more, and you click them through to your website, oh, and you have that other content there. So that's a way that you can shorten the messaging up, but it also will dramatically increase engagement, because if it's an interesting article or something you want to learn more about, or I always put recipes on e-newsletters because people love recipes, and they can click through and get the recipe from the website.
From your website, though, you don't send them to, like, Betty Crocker website, right?
No, you want to have all that stuff on your website. You want to keep that content on your website.
I love that idea. Great one, Peter. Okay, George, best of luck, my friend. He says, recipes are an awesome idea. Thanks again. All right, here we go. Next question comes in from Mark. He says, we already did that. Next question comes in from Katie. She says, don't you want to target service and sales campaigns separately? And what would your subject line look like if you were promoting both at the same time?
Well, I agree completely. And if you remember what I was talking about in the presentation, if you're going to target your database that you're marketing to, beginning of the month, you have a service message. But on that service message, you always have all of the buttons. You have Pay My Trade, New Vehicles, Pre-Owned Vehicles, and Service Coupons, so they can actually click through to the website. And in the middle of the month, you do a sales campaign. So you're doing sales and service separately. Service beginning of the month, sales at the end of the month. But if you're going to do a conquest campaign and you're going to combine both into the conquest campaign, then you're going to have them both on one email. And in the subject line, you might want to put something like, you know, and I like to personalize if possible, so it'd be like, Peter, here are your monthly specials from XYZ Motors. You know, so whenever possible in the subject line, you want to personalize it because it will increase your open rate upwards of 20%.
Wait, can they do that? Is that automated?
Well, with third-party email providers, you can do that. Sometimes with your CRMs, you can, but really, if you're going to be doing this type of mass email marketing, you're not going to be want to be doing it through your CRM. Your CRMs aren't really designed to do mass email marketing, and it might cause some problems. Like, I've actually had a couple clients come back and say, well, my CRM provider has limited me to doing 5,000 emails a day, you know, and things like that. So you want to use a third-party provider, like we mentioned earlier, because it gives you the ability to do some customization like that.
Okay. Since we're talking about subject lines, and I have a feeling that dealerships have a really big problem with subject lines in their emails, we have two questions that came in. They're practically the same, so I'm going to read them both. One of them is actually from Katie again, and then the next one is from Rick. So here we go. Katie says, subject lines are a big deal for emails. They can cause spam triggers. So if your email has new, used, and service, what's a good subject line? And just so you know, Rick followed up with, does Peter have any suggestions for subject lines that don't cause it getting caught in spam or would cause it to not get opened due to the subject line? So give us your best advice on subject lines, please.
Well, unfortunately, I don't have a hard, fast rule because subject lines are like a moving target. It's like trying to get on page one of Google. It's always changing. The best thing you can do is this. You do some research online. You can look, and there's a lot of different things. It's constantly changing. Like a few months ago, there was a study I read that had some of the best subject lines, and then a few months later, they were saying these are better ones. And there was a time when you couldn't do subject lines that had free in it, but now you can do free in there. So there's a lot of things. There are changes all the time. The best recommendation for subject lines is this. You're spending a lot of time building an email campaign. Come up with three or four different subject lines, maybe even six. Put them on a piece of paper and give them to various people in the dealership. The average dealership has 30, 40, 50 employees, okay? Go around the dealership and do a survey. Okay, it's going to take about an hour, okay? But do a survey. You can even do it by email. Here are some subject line ideas, and let people vote on the subject line that they think would cause them to open the email.
Oh.
So you can do some internal, you know, beta testing to find out what subject line you think would work, and then basically pick that subject line that the people voted on and use that one. Because honestly, that's what we do in our office. I mean, we're doing campaigns. If we get thumped, if I get thumped on a subject line, I'll come up with a couple ideas and I'll go walk around the office and ask people to vote on what subject line they think's best.
It's
just a simple way to do it, and it works.
I mean, you could even possibly, if you want to try it, maybe do an A-B test as well, and then it might lead you to other subject lines. You know, the winner of that A-B test would lead you to other subject lines that you could also use in the future on different, you know, months from then. Okay, great questions. Thank you so much, Katie and Rick. They're awesome. Okay, let's keep going. Joe has the next question. Joe wants to know, what do you think about using a service to forward your emails in small groups to avoid getting blacklisted or spammed by sending them in bulk? I didn't even know they had a service that does that, but Peter, you probably knew that.
Yeah. Those services, there are some of them out there, and they kind of different ways they kind of manipulate things. Honestly, the big service providers, the different email service providers that are out there, they're not that expensive. You got MailChimp, things like that. It's better to use a company like that where that's what the company specializes in. That's what their expertise is. Mm-hmm. They're doing mass email marketing for hundreds of other companies. So when they find a problem that Gmail is blocking something, they can apply the fix to all of their clients across the board. So you're learning and you're getting the benefit of the experience that these companies are having with all of these other different companies that are using them like you are. When you go through and you try to circumvent the process, and the reason why they try to do that is because those services are actually standing off of your domain. Okay, so if you're PeterMartinFord.com, they're sending those emails. So if something blows back, it's going to affect PeterMartin.com or PeterMartinMotors.com. Whereas if you're using a third-party provider, they're going to set you up with a separate sending domain and IP addresses and things like that. So if there is some blowback, you're protected against it. You're kind of insulated against it. So I don't really recommend those. It'd probably be better and safer for you to do it the other way. The other reason why I don't recommend it is this. You're going to have broken up reporting. Your reporting is going to come in. You're going to have this group, you know what I mean? But when you do it through one provider, when you go put them with the report, you say, hey, look, I sent out 20,000 emails. We had, you know, a 97% delivery rate. We had this many opens. We had this many click-throughs. Oh, here's where they click through to. There's a lot of other data that you can gather from that type of reporting that, you know, would be hard to get from that little, you know, other process.
That is an excellent point. Okay, Joe, thank you so much for that very interesting question. Now, Peter and audience, we only have a few more questions left, and then we're going to start closing out the show. All right? Yeah, we're going to get to all your questions. Here we go. Next one comes in from Lynn. Lynn says, have you ever considered doing an event launch webinar, how to plan, execute, and sell cars from events? Lynn, I will take that under advisement. Thank you very much. No, we've never done one of those. But I think it's about time. I will definitely put that one on the schedule. Thank you. All right, next question comes in from Lisa. Lisa says, we are a small family-owned business, and we actually don't have a service department. But we do have great service people that we recommend to our clients. So let's put ourselves in Lisa's shoes. How can we utilize the need for service even if we don't have a service department, but we like people in the area? Can we get coupons from those people and put them on our website? Is that even a thing? Can we, you know, I mean, what would you recommend for somebody like Lisa who has this situation? Should we just not even address service?
No, I think if she's got a relationship with someone who she's referring business to, you can deepen that relationship and actually do some cross-promoting with them. And they perhaps might have a database of email addresses of their customers that they might give you access to. So now you could be marketing to their customers for sales opportunities. They could be marketing, or you could be marketing on their behalf to help generate for service. So you could do some cross marketing together. So that, you know, might be an easy way to do it.
Lisa, if you have a follow-up question, we would love to see how we could help you further. Okay, I've been waiting for this one. Tanya, I know, we finally got to your question. All right, Tanya is unlike probably everyone else on this webinar. She's not a car dealer. She's an RV dealer. All right, so unlike a car dealer, we have a week or several weeks during peak season. We don't do coupons because we don't want to irritate people with a lengthy wait. Is it still worth it to have the coupons on the website even if they might have to wait? Or could we advertise parts specials instead? Or what kind of advice do you have for somebody who's an RV dealer?
Well, fortunately, we've actually done some work with RV dealers. And the thing about the coupons, if you're going to have a long wait, you want to address that on your website. You want to let them know that because, you know, this is a busy time, it could be a wait. So if they know about it, it might be fine. But as far as doing the parts, that's a huge thing. And I've had a lot of RV dealers do that in the past, and it works well. Because with RVs, there's so many other parts that are available, things that they might want. They might want to upgrade to something. So that could be done as well, where you could link them to your parts department or have some parts specials. So it's just it's an either or. You can do both. But if you are going to have coupons and it's just a busy time, you need to let people know. So when they do call in to schedule appointment, they're not, you know, oh, it's going to take me a week, you know, and then all of a sudden you've got, you know, some bad blood being generated.
Right. All right, Tanya. You have a, Tanya says, trust me, all of our regulars know we have a wait, but we are worth it. Thanks for the advice on the parts specials. I love it. Okay, let's see. Next question comes in from Rick. Rick says, are you familiar with Reynolds and Reynolds contact management, and what's your opinion on how their email system works? I don't know what's funny. What's funny?
I get this question a lot. Now, I never want to say anything that could be misconstrued as negative or negative. Most of these providers, these large providers like that, they have systems, but they're not designed for doing mass email marketing. And I know Reynolds, because for years they would come to my webinars or my sessions at NADA, and then come up to me afterwards, because the problems these providers have, like Reynolds and Reynolds or Ely's, all these big providers that are doing CRM and things like this. The problem is when dealers start doing mass email marketing, they end up getting blacklisted. And it's not the dealer, but it's that provider. So now all of a sudden they're burning up IP addresses and they're getting issues. And what happens is they're doing shared deployments. So if you're on with four or five other dealers, which is typically the way it is, and you're using that one IP address, and all of a sudden that dealer goes out there and they do something wrong and that IP address gets burned or blacklisted, it affects all of the other dealers on that IP address. And in the old days, it wasn't a big issue because you would get more IP addresses. It's easy to go get a new IP address. Today, you can't just get new IP addresses. So they're being very protective. That's why some of those vendors, like that you mentioned, are coming back and they're limiting the number of emails that they allow the dealers to send out because the dealers are causing them problems, not just for that dealership, but it also becomes a domino effect because that dealership is tied into on an IP address with several other dealers, and now all of a sudden all those other dealers are blacklisted because what happens is they blacklist the IP address. And when it's a shared IP address, it's a huge problem.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Okay, so that might be a webinar for another day. How do you, A, not get blacklisted, and, two, how do you recover from it? So, all right, Tanya wrote back in, we do a relational email marketing campaign from our internal email tool. So can spam rules don't apply? Are you saying you recommend a third-party service to avoid issues sending emails from our IP address as a dealership?
If you're going to do what we talked about, where you're going to combine all of the old data that you have and clean all the data and build one large compiled database, and it's going to be 20, 30,000 records, I would not send that quantity of emails off of my own internal system. It's just not a safe thing to do. You're better off using a third party. You can get a third-party service for, you know, a couple $100 a month. You know, some of the bigger ones are a couple $1,000 a month, but depending on the size of your database, you're better off because you're going to be safer because it's one mistake, one bad campaign that goes out, one email that gets sent out by accident, and a bunch of people start hitting the spam button, it's going to cause you a problem that's going to be hard to recover from.
And with that, Peter Martin, oh, never mind. I got more questions for you. Okay, Rick wrote in, does Peter have any recommendations for outside email providers?
I have, there's a lot that are out there. My recommendation is Google it, because I don't want to be giving recommendations, because that's what I'm trying to do here, but there's a lot of them out there. I will tell you, Constant Contact is not one of them. You don't want to use Constant Contact, but if you just Google email service providers, you can take a look at them. They have different, and also look at, you have to look at how big your database is. And because some of them charge you based upon the size of your database. Other ones charge you a flat monthly fee, and then you pay per email you send out.
Right.
So you just want to take a look and see what kind of works best for you. And feel free, you can always call me if you look at a couple and you get, you know, you're torn between which two, and I can probably give you some insight to them because we've used them all. But you don't need to go buy one of those big crazy programs, you know. But just, Lynn, do some research and take a look at the size of your database, and that really will help you guide your decision-making process.
Well, I noticed that one of the steps that you had recommended was for them to clean up their database. So do we know how – is anyone out there that can help them clean up their database? And if so, what does the – how much junk does the average, you know, dealership have in their database?
It's going to be about 20%. I mean, there's a couple companies that are like Fresh Address is a good company. There's, all, you know, like I said, if you just Google it, you can find a different bunch of different companies. But you want to take your data and you want to combine it yourself first because what they do is they charge you on a per-record basis. So if you have a lot of records, and most dealers have a lot of duplicate records, so you want to dedupe your database first. And then you send out to them, and they're going to charge, you know, a per-record basis. It could be, depending on the volume, it could be as much as a penny a record. You know, there's some of them that are 2.5 cents a record because they're going to do a verification that it actually is a deliverable email. So you want to take the time to do that properly. And, you know, there's a couple steps you need to go through, and we literally could do a whole webinar on data cleaning if you want.
But we might have to. I have no problem with that, Peter. You let me know, all right? Well, thank you so much, Peter Martin. You always give such good webinar. Am I allowed to say that? I just did.
I hope so. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Great, great information you provided us today. I hope it won't be long before you come back onto the Dealer On webinar program and give us some more. Thank you, everyone, for being here as well. I want to tell everyone, guess what? We're recording this for you. So we're going to send you a link to the recording. Please feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. You'll also be able to find it online at dealeron.com/webinars, where you can also view our upcoming webinar schedule or access any of our other past webinars as well. And yes, we're going to send out a very short survey. It's only 3 questions. Now look, I loved today's presentation, but you know what? They tell me here at Dealer and they don't care what I think. We only care what you think. So please fill out that survey and let us know what you thought of today's presentation. It will really help us out. And hey, are you losing valuable traffic because of a slow mobile site? No small coincidence that Peter talked about that on more than one occasion just today. You know what? It's no good because Google estimates that over half your website traffic is now coming from mobile devices. But don't you worry, because DealerOn's here to help you out. We're offering a mobile site speed test for free. All you have to do is fill out that survey and give us your website URL, and we're going to take care of this for you, and then you're going to know how your site stacks up to the competition. So please make sure you fill out that survey. And, woo, invitations are going out for tomorrow for our next Dealer On webinar. It's a good one, people. Advanced lead handling like a rock star. Are you ready to step up your lead handling game and increase your results? Well, we asked automotive rock star Bobby Heron to share a comprehensive advanced lead handling plan that would boost engagement and increase sales. Challenge accepted. In this one-hour, lightning-fast, highly captivating, jam-packed with information webinar, Bobby will discuss and solve some of the biggest issues in lead handling. She'll be sharing her advanced lead handling processes and templates that increase engagement. The best part? You're going to use the leads you already have. No catch, no obligation, no charge. Attendees are going to learn how to stand out from the crowd, why you should use different processes for different lead types, for instance, trade-in versus finance, what kinds of messaging works with different lead sources, for instance, calls versus emails, email examples that create increased engagement and responses, and how to make every interaction with a prospective buyer strategic and personalized. This presentation is not for the faint of heart. Only join if you can handle the endless onslaught of knowledge bombs. Don't miss this chance to hear from one of the brightest stars of the automotive industry. If you're ready to learn advanced lead handling like a rock star and make big money while doing it, then you simply can't afford to miss this presentation. Register now, and don't forget, DealerOn's weekly webinars are held Thursdays, 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions regarding our webinars and our topics, feel free to contact me directly. I'd love to hear from you. I'm all over the internet. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, you name it. I'm on all the automotive social networks. Or you know what? You can just email me directly at eliana@dealeron.com. I would love to hear from you. Thank you also very much for spending this time with us today. Hope to see you on another webinar in our continuing education series. And by the way, go Eagles! Take care. I'll catch you on the flip side.